Now, this time last week, we were hearing, well, nothing from Bob Dylan after he was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature on the 13th of October for having created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition. Well, now the singer-songwriter has broken his silence, saying the honour left him speechless and he'd like to be able to collect the award in person. Let's talk again to Harvey Kubinick, who's a leading music journalist and historian, a big Bob Dylan fan, of course. Speechless, Harvey. I suppose that's the poetic response to an absence.
When somebody says they're speechless, it's usually the opposite of what they're thinking.
Why do you think it took him so long to respond? What was he thinking?
You know, Bob Dylan is in show business. You show up and it's all business. He goes at his own speed.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody tells him what to do. This is a guy that changed his name, you know, a half a century ago.
Yeah.
This is a guy that put out some interesting subterfuge when he was first coming into the public arena.
Sure.
About his name and his parents. And having a bit of a giggle, as they say in England, you know?
Yeah, but he's human, isn't he? If you cut him, will he not bleed?
Oh, believe me, he bleeds, and it shows up in the work he does and the concerts that he will always do. But, you know, as I said last week, and again, these are just observations from me. He has a bunch of new product coming out. He's got an art gallery show, I believe, that's opening in England this week on New Bond Street. He's got this 36-CD box set out November 11th. I'm willing to bet he's going to get a Grammy nomination very soon for this other box that
he's
put out a year ago.
He's got
a bunch of things going on, and his silence is part caution, planning. Maybe he's also planning some gigs or some other art shows around possibly going to Sweden. I don't know if he wants to schlep over to Sweden and give up 3 days of his life to take a photo and say thank you. Maybe he's got a bunch of other plans to do, and these things do take time as far as the logistics. Maybe that's it.
Do you not think that he will show up at the Nobel Prize award?
No. This is a guy that showed up in the late 60s at Princeton University in the States to get an honorary doctorate.
Yeah.
I mean, he's picked up the Tom Paine Award. I'm willing that he'll probably show up if he logistically can put it together. But, you know, he's got a touring schedule that's going on and a bunch of other obligations. And, you know, even when he makes media appearances, like this recent interview he did with a woman, Edna Gunderson, who he granted an interview with as far back as 1989, he does things his own way, and part of it is manipulation, part of it is security, but also there are plannings, there's releases, there's retail considerations, but also, I mean, I know things like literature acclaim and poetry and the Beat Generation and the great poets of France and stuff like that. I do know those things mean something to him. I don't think they were in his original thoughts as a teenager when he wanted to be with Little Richard and play rock and roll. But I do know, I do believe he's very sincere about how he feels about getting this award.
All I can say to that is a what, boppaloo, moppalop, bam, boom, Harvey. I'll see you in Stockholm. Harvey Kubinick there, leading music journalist and historian, big fan of Bob Dylan's, as you'd expect. Uh-oh, the clock's turned back. Any moment now.
First for news and the best live sport. This is BBC Five Live.